Chris. I've got Chris on the line, who's been following the rebels. Chris, where are you today, since the situation seems to fluctuate very rapidly?
I'm in Ashdabia right now. We pulled back last night because the government forces were continuing to advance. Yesterday morning, the rebels' front line was essentially around Bin Jawad. We watched as the government launched a full-on counter-offensive against that town, broke the rebel lines. The rebels turned and fled back to Ras Lanuf. And then as the sun went down yesterday, Gaddafi's forces made it to the gates of Ras Lanuf, shelled and rocketed it, and again broke the rebel lines. And overnight, the government was able to retake Ras Lanuf and is now headed towards Brega, at least for now, which these are important oil terminals. So amongst other things, Gaddafi will want those because they're important to the financial state of his country.
It seems to indicate that Gaddafi's got a bit more armour than the coalition had anticipated, or the coalition's effectiveness is in the air attacks are questionable.
Well, certainly the coalition air attacks, you know, do clearly have the ability to break Gaddafi's forces, as happened at Ashdabia on Saturday, when a concerted bombing campaign destroyed tanks, armoured vehicles, and sent the Gaddafi's army fleeing. But it's true that despite all of that, despite the reverses for the government, Gaddafi's forces continue to regroup. New soldiers have been brought, fresh soldiers have been brought in. They, as you say, seem to have the armour, nonetheless, despite the coalition attacks, and they seem to be disciplined enough to have turned this around yet again by pressing forward yesterday. So whilst the coalition airstrikes, you know, evidently are able to break and defeat Gaddafi's army at points, it doesn't mean to say that the army is completely defeated.
And what impact is this having on the morale of the rebels?
Well, obviously the morale seesaws. I mean, just a few days ago, the rebels were announcing that they were marching to Tripoli and they'd be there by the end of the week. Yesterday, as they were retreating, they were angrily demanding to know where Sarkozy was. Sarkozy, the French president, being something of a hero here for having recognized the rebel administration and pressed the case for airstrikes. But yesterday they were saying, is he sleeping? Why isn't he protecting us? I mean, it's very much the view amongst the rebels that they are fighting in alliance with, under cover of, the airstrikes, and they somehow feel betrayed when the airstrikes aren't there to protect them. And there was a lot of anger yesterday towards the Western coalition, demanding to know why it was allowing Gaddafi's forces to advance yet again. And it also, there's a sense of weariness at the idea of constantly going up and down the same few hundred miles of road, and the rebels had hoped that the bombing campaign of recent days was going to lead to some major breakthrough, particularly the taking of Sirte, Gaddafi's hometown, which would be a huge political and strategic blow to the regime, and obviously that hasn't happened.
Now, the one of the things that came up at the London conference yesterday was this suggestion by Hillary Clinton that the coalition can arm the rebels, which has put the focus very much on who the rebels are. And some American officials have raised the idea that there may be a flicker, was the phrase that was used, a flicker of Al-Qaeda among the rebels. What can you say about this?
Well, I think there's a lot of people here that would see that as scaremongering, and the Americans, for reasons we know, are particularly sensitive to this. They were they made the same noises about the uprising in Egypt. It's very difficult to know whether, you know, is it possible that some people associated with Al-Qaeda have crossed the border and joined up with the rebels. Yet, I suppose that's possible. But I get no real sense that this is an uprising driven in any way by that. I mean, if you look at the hundreds and thousands of young men who picked up Kalashnikovs and head to the front, it's almost a drive.